now I want you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. And read, I want to borrow your notebook and I want to read him something out of that. Now as you got that, I want to read you something. It says, blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away, but those that seek diligently shall remain and grow strong, because they shall be like a tree planted by the river. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. They bring forth abundantly in this due season. Therefore, take hold of the rein of life, do what is right, and you'll walk in the light. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Now that's a word that was given to us on 9/5/01, and some of y'all are so surprised that we're still holding on and sticking to prophetic words. And we're going to find out today that the New Testament church did the same thing. Amen. Now we're not going to base everything we got in a prophetic word. We're going to base it in the written word of God, amen, which is proven and for all instruction. But we've been teaching this prophetic word. I thought we were off of that word until I heard this morning so clearly, you know, that all scripture is good for us. Amen. That you know that scripture that we're going to read today, that all scripture is given for our instruction and correction, and it's good for us. Amen. Well, that's what the Lord wanted me to talk about this morning. And as I was studying that, I found some other scriptures. And when I saw that scripture trying to teach about the Word of God, I wanted to tell you the importance of the Word of God this morning, how important the Word is to us. And as I was getting into this word teaching, amen, how important the Word of God is to every believer to know the Bible, that the Bible is powerful for us, I found this scripture in there that it was almost word for word, amen, that men will wax worse and worse. So we're going to find that out this morning. It says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Do you see that in your Bible? Why don't you highlight that and realize this is what's going on? And you're going to realize this, and we're going to find this teaching. We're going to break this down to you. And someone said, now that's a real, some of you heard that prophetic word and thought that was a weird line in a prophetic word. Some will wax worse and worse. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. And that was in the word, right? Well, here it is in scripture again. They had the same word back then. It says, listen, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now listen, it said, listen, evil men will wax worse, but continue in the things that you've learned and being assured. Somebody say, knowing those of whom that taught it to you. Now if you're going to read that in the NIV, it says, but as in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and be convinced of, because you know those whom you have learned it. Amen. So it's not enough to know what you've learned, amen, but you got to know those that you learned it from. Yes. And I told you that one time I was doing some sermon editing for, and one of the things that came out in one of the teachings that we had done almost a year ago was know those that labor among you. And, you know, and this came out of there. Well, listen, that God spoke that word to us a year ago. See, many are going to wax worse and worse and deceive a lot of people. And you'll be deceived if you don't know the word and continue in the things you've learned. Amen. And you're not going to be able to continue in the things you've learned unless you know those that labor among you. It's not enough just to say, well, I got that thesis, I got all that stuff, I understand everything he's talking about. Amen. But you've got to know who you've learned it from. Amen. You've got to know the ministry that you sit up under. Amen. You've got to know that they hear God. Why? Because you're going to get a little bit extra than what everybody else gets. Why? Because we believe in God. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to get off of some things where God will reveal some things to us by the revelation of his Spirit. We'll get prophetic words, and you won't be able to hold on to a prophetic word as you're holding on to it right now unless you know. Somebody say, praise God. I know that one here's heaven. And I know that one's sincere, and I know that one's not going to lead me astray. But many people will wax worse and worse and be deceived solely for the fact because they don't know people that labor among them. There have been many people that have waxed worse from the way of faith, from the charismatic movement, from the move of the Holy Ghost, because it allowed men to get on the radio and get on the TV to talk against the things of God and against the people of God. And they said, well, Brother Copeland said this. He didn't say that. I've heard people on the radio say things that some of these televangelists had said things about in meetings that I hadn't been in myself. And know that that was not said. But people would hear it from somebody else, amen, and they took it at face value. And because they did not know the ministry that they were listening to, they couldn't hold on to the word. Not only do I know, somebody say, not only do I know. Not only do I know the faith word, the faith message, amen, but I am familiar, amen, in a positive sense with those that are in the movement, amen. I know that Brother Hagin loves the Lord, amen.
Yes, amen.
I've had people that work with him and travel with him stay in my home. I know they love God and are called according to his purpose, amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, know those.
Know those.
So people will talk about people. You see, you can talk about anybody, but unless you know them for yourself. There are a lot of people that are in here today because they didn't know the pastor. But these are things that everybody needs to know. The devil will come and deceive you in any way that you can, and he wants to steal the word from you.
That's right.
And he will steal the word from you. And many people are just trying to hold on to the word. You got to hold on to the word, but you also must know. Somebody say no. Those who you've learned it from.
Amen.
You've got to know them to tell. Listen, he's just teaching right now. Oh, wait a minute. There's an anointing right there. You've got to know when the person's anointed. Amen. When there's a word, say, listen, other people can tune in. Some people come in here, just let it go in one ear and out the other ear. But some people that have tried it know that the word of God is true, that it'll produce, they'll take that word on a different level.
Amen.
So you must know the anointing. You must know the Spirit of God. Amen. You've got to know those that minister to you. Amen. And you'll be able to get more out of it.
Amen.
All right. And that from a child which thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture. Somebody say all Scripture. Glory to God. It's given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Somebody say praise God. Now, I heard that scripture this morning, you know, when I was getting up. I got on my computer and got going with the word of God this morning. And that's the scripture that was really booming in my heart. All scripture. Somebody say all scripture. See, that's the thing you get. I got that very word. Listen, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine.
Amen.
For reproof and for correction and instruction in righteousness. How many of you want this righteousness that we've been talking about, this relationship with God?
Yeah,
you want a supernatural relationship with God, righteousness that which, amen, righteousness which brings about faith.
Amen.
Well, your righteousness will be developed as you develop a relationship with the Word of God.
Amen.
So say this word, the written scriptures, the Bible. As you meditate in the Bible, as you read the word, guess what? You will enhance your righteousness. You will enhance your relationship with God.
Amen.
So that's why God wants to know you more. He wants to get more acquainted with you. He wants to have a deeper relationship with you and a stronger fellowship with you. He wants to tighten it up that your faith would be stronger.
Yes.
Well, that will happen as you get a revelation of your righteousness. So God's trying to teach you how to develop that righteousness. And one of the ways you're going to develop that righteousness is by getting hungry for the Word of God. Somebody say the Scripture. Thank God for the Word. That the man of God may be perfect, wow, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Somebody say, I'm going to be ready and ready to be used and functioning. And that will only happen as you develop, amen, a trust and a reliance on the written word of God, the scripture. Word people will be able to function.
Amen.
Now, we've been talking about evil. Somebody say evil.
Evil.
Now, one of the things I want you to see, there are two words for evil, or several words for evil. When we read evil in the Bible, you got to find out what Greek word it's talking about. And there are two words for evil. One is spelled K-A-K-O-S. And this word evil means worthless, depraved, injurious, bad, evil or harm, noisome or wickedness. And this is how I break that down. I put this in bold. what they want to put on you by force. Bad things that others want to put on you by force. That's the kind of evil that it's talking about when it says no evil will come nigh my dwelling place. Well, that evil that it's talking about, it's like a curse, something horrible, something that is to happen, ill will, amen, that something else, somebody else, the devil, amen, a desire that someone else to do you harm, that they want to put on you by force. That's the first evil. The second evil is P-O-N-E-R-O-S, ponderous. P-O-N-E-R-O-S. And this one is a hurtful influence, and it has to do with character. Another word you want to put in there is degeneracy from original virtue. Everybody say degeneracy. Now, God wants to regenerate us. You want to be regenerated? Amen? Well, this is degeneracy from original virtue. Okay. Mischief. The devil himself is in there. You can put the devil. Amen. Everybody say wickedness. And sinners. Now, this type of evil is what you join in on in stupidity and ignorance. Now, the one that we're going to be dealing with, basically, when you hear me talk about evil in this teaching, I'm talking about the evil that you join in with, get in on, through stupidity and ignorance. You know, we talk about evil and wickedness is getting off the plan of God for your life. Well, you know, evil can come to you. See, there are certain people that are just evil and mean, just want to hurt you. But there's just some people that are out of the plan of God. And you got to discern it. They are evil too, but there's a different kind of evil. And that's the kind of evil that we're going to be talking about this morning. Those that would seek to join, amen, what you join in on in stupidity and ignorance. Somebody say evil. See, maturity, Brother Osteen said, how do you tell when a believer is mature or not, or grown up or not? He said, when they're able to discern good from evil. Amen. And then discerning good from evil is not just discerning nice people from mean people. Amen. Because there are a lot of nice people, amen, that are really evil and they don't know it. Amen. Sister Cleo on the television, she seems like a very nice person. She really does. She sounds like a very nice person. She's trying to help people, isn't she? She's not mean. She's nicer than half the saints. Some of the saints or ain'ts I know. Amen. Nice people. You go down here to this palm reader. She's not going to hit you when you walk through the door. She's going to be nice. But even though they're nice, they can still be what?
Evil.
Why? Because the way that they walk is contrary to the way that God wants you to walk. So say evil. And when it says, but evil men and seducers, that's this evil type of person. See, we're looking for mean people, witches with little points on the top of their hats. So you got to learn to discern some stuff. See, the devil came to Eve, and I believe he came to Eve evil. In this type of fashion of evil, he didn't come real mean. She wouldn't have talked with him. He wasn't acting crazy like he was going to hurt her. He was nice. Amen. But he did not have her better end at thought. Amen. Evil men and seducers. See, this type of evil has to do with influence. Influence. See, God wants you to discern your influence. The Holy Ghost is to be your inspiration and your influence. God's got a plan for you, and the plan that God has for you, you're going to have to take hold of it by faith and supernaturally. Amen. God wants to do you good. God doesn't want to do you down. God wants to see you prosper and come to an expected end. He wants to see you victorious and healed in every way. But you're going to have to learn to walk that out and see that come to pass. Amen. Everybody say seducers. And that word, this is really neat. Everybody ever heard of witches? No, that says rebellion is the sin of what?
Witchcraft.
Wow, everybody say, write that down. Say rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Now, notice this word seducers could also be called wizards.
And a wizard is a form of a witch, isn't it? So this is a rebellious person that's outside of the will of God. Well, there can be, listen, there can be evil people, even seducers in the church. These are imposters. Someone say imposters. As muttering spells. Somebody say deceiving. Say it one more time, deceiving. Now this word deceiving means to roam, or go astray, or cause to wander. God wants your mind to be made up, and he wants your faith to work. The Bible says the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He's like a ship on the sea, tossed to and fro, just wandering all around. Amen. Right? Yes. Well, what causes that to happen? Evil men seducing people to give them double-mindedness. If you've got a mind to walk with God with all of your heart and all of, you know, and all of your mind, and you've got faith, even though the thing you're believing for is impossible, that's okay. And you know that God has that for you. Anybody that speaks anything contrary to what you know God has for you, that's the devil and that's evil. Amen. You'll never get it, and they will cause you to wonder instead of walk in faith and confidence. Somebody say, you got to know. So evil men will come in the last days, seducers, deceiving. Hallelujah. But that won't happen. See, you got to know. So you're not caught up by all of these seducers and wizards and all these people out there. Now, you're not just thinking, I'm not just talking about Sister Cleo and Dion Warwick's crew. I'm not just talking about all them. There are a lot of places that have the name church on the door. Amen. People in the pulpit with microphones on their head. Amen. And people are sitting up there learning stuff, and they go out wondering, what did I just hear? Now what do I do? Just as confused as what they went in. I really believe that this is what he was talking about here. You know, of course you're going to know not to follow the devil. Those things are real obvious. But God wants you to have some type of discernment to find the evil. Amen. There are thousands and thousands of people that went to church this morning all over this city. How many of them are going to get the word of God? How many of them are going to get the wisdom of men and taken off from the plan of God? You can go to many churches and you can go to many places and they'll go and tell you, look, that faith stuff is of the devil. Don't you listen to it. Knowing that faith pleases God. Well, they would tell you not to. Listen, now wouldn't that be considered evil? How are you going to please God without faith? And you go to a lot of places and say that you don't need all that hyper faith stuff. That stuff is of the devil. Well, whoever taught that at that point and at that time, they were rebellious to the will of God, and they would be considered an evil seducer. Anybody that tells you you don't need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, that the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit are not for today, you've got to consider them what? Evil and seducing from the faith. Oh, people don't want to hear this today. People don't want to hear this today. Come on, somebody, and help me in this place. We wonder why we have a church that's a form of godliness that denies the power thereof, because we got so many people teaching out of their head instead of out of the Word of God. Amen. God doesn't want you tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And we need to stand up as a church, as a body of believers, and start to talk the truth and call the devil a devil. You've got to know what the will of God is for you. God's will is a perfect and prosperous place. There were several preachers that would get to tell you, you know what, get it rid of it. You know, if you could just be a pauper, everything's okay. Knowing that God's will is to prosper you and perfect you. Amen. Why would they teach something contrary? There are a lot of people that are wondering right now, how much money should I have? Where does God want me to be? Solely on the effect of some, amen, degenerate that has not been regenerated by the Holy Ghost preacher. Or teacher someplace that's got them on the wrong path. You'll find this out. Therefore, you've got to know. Somebody say, you got to know. Because there are people out there, listen, we'll sit up here in Nations Church and we'll teach some things that you probably never heard before. You'll listen to 7 or 8 preachers on the radio and everybody else will say something completely different about tongues and all this other stuff. Therefore, you got to know what you're listening to and know who you're listening to. Amen. Don't just listen to somebody because you like them. Don't just listen to me because you like me. It's got to go along with the word. Somebody say the word. It says all scripture is given for instruction and correction. Now listen, that word know means to understand. Everybody say understand. You've got to get to the point before you can really get the meat of the word of God out of a minister or out of anybody. You've got to know them and understand them. Because everyone's got their own particular style. They got their own grace. They got their own anointing. And you got to know how to get it. Amen. I find out that people find out I'm very difficult to listen to at times. And a lot of people don't understand me. They can't get it. But it will take you a while and you will get it after a while.
Amen.
God wants you to get it. He will open your heart. He will open your mind. He will open your spirit that you might be able to understand what God's trying to say to you. Some say, I can figure it out. I know exactly what he's talking about. And you will. You will. You will. Ah. That you may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, perfect means ready for use. Ready for use for the end time harvest. Somebody say, ready. There are a lot of people that aren't ready. There are a lot of people that aren't ready. Power means ready. I mean, if a devil comes up to you, could you cast it out or would you go running? Come on.
Amen.
So are you ready? Are you ready to be used by God? Are you ready to have the anointing poured out on you? Do you have the truth? Well, listen, you should know the truth and the truth will set you free. But when you get away from, somebody say, people that are off the path of God. God wants you to be ready. T.D.J. said it for again and again, and God even said it here. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready means know who you are in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Have a revelation of who you are in Christ. Amen. And who Christ is on the inside of you. How do you work and how much do you have and what you can do?
Amen.
And only the anointing of the Holy Ghost will prepare you and get ready. It takes a fivefold ministry. Amen. To equip the saints and get the saints ready for effective use. The Bible teaches that.
Amen.
Well, it just seems to so many seducers and evil, people don't want to hear it. And evil men, the first thing the evil men did to get the church off the plan of God, they said, listen, there's no more fivefold ministry today. That went, as soon as the 12 apostles passed away, that was it for apostles. There's no more. That was it. That was the end of it. Well, how is it, if the church is still here, the apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers, amen, and those workers of wonders and all those people, the fivefold ministry will also be here.
Amen.
You better learn to discern evil, because the church will never turn around until we correct wrong teaching.
Amen.
They got the church off from where God wants them to be. We've been off looking at ticker tapes and all this other stuff. We should have been seeking the Holy Ghost. We've lost too many years listening to the dummies. Wandered from the path. We should be along the path a long time ago. The whole body of Christ in America should be flowing in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Everybody should know.
Yes.
About the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now it's acceptable to receive some of these things about the gift of tongues. Other preachers will teach it now. In the Baptist church, you can hear it now. In the Catholic church, you can hear it. You can hear it in the Methodist church, that it's okay to be filled with the Spirit. But you don't realize 20 years ago, they were saying that stuff was of the devil. But now it's okay. But God's here to set you free. And there's a whole lot more that God wants to reveal to you and to teach to you. Amen? But we got to get on the right plan of God. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 12. So you got to learn how to handle evil people. And they'll be evil until they turn around and repent. See, people don't understand. They'll be evil until they turn around and repent.
Amen.
Get on the right path with God.
Amen.
And we beseech you, brethren, to know those which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very high in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak and be patient toward all men. Everybody say feeble-minded. That's a good one. 5:12. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know those which labor among you. Now this is, listen. In our church, in our ministry, see, God's going to give you some revelation and give the church marching orders. And we have a responsibility, those of you that are strong in the Lord and the power of his might, that know, amen, that know the pastor, that know the ministry, that know the word and all this other stuff, you're going to have to do these other things that the church might be able to go forward. Because you're going to get some people to get blocked up, amen. There are going to be some people out there, somebody say they'll always be there. For a short time, they'll be feeble-minded and unruly. So we are to warn. Somebody say warn them. The unruly. People don't want to abide by any rules, by any type of structure, by any type of government. Amen. Warn them. Because the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come on, there'll be a greasy spot. Amen. Somebody say, you better get that mess together. Somebody say, warn them. People don't want to be warned. I wouldn't do that if I were you. You are to warn the unruly and to comfort the feeble-minded. Those are the people that their mind hasn't been completely renewed yet, and they're still hearing it with their spirit, but they're also working it through in their head, and they can go one way or the other. And if we're not too careful, some deceiver or seducer will get a hold of them, pull them one way. Well, if we don't comfort, someone say comfort, the feeble-minded, that means you got to use the Holy Ghost as a comforter, isn't he?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a comforter, and certain people don't know how to allow the Holy Spirit to comfort them in teachings and in instruction. So we have to stand up with our spirit, amen, and say, listen, you don't understand it right now, but I'm going to comfort you until you work it out of this, amen. I'm not going to let you worry about it. I'm going to cover you. Somebody say, you're going to walk on my faith in this thing. There's some people here that are just getting in on stuff. They're not going to get it overnight, but they could still get the result of it if they do what they have to do. So those of you that are strong, listen, when their mind gets a little bit feeble to where they feel like going to zap out or poke out or they just give up, what you have to do, you're going to have to comfort them. And if you don't comfort them, their mind will be blown and we'll lose them. So say comfort the feeble-minded. That's good. Yeah, because we're going to need it, aren't we? We're going to need it. See, comfort the feeble-minded. You might hear some stuff out there. It might blow you away. And see, comfort, would you just hold on, Sister Terry. It'll be all right. Just quiet, sister. Come on, we're just going to walk. You'll catch it later on. You'll be telling somebody else. You can make it. Somebody say comfort. You're going to be all right. See, we got certain people that got in this thing that really love God, and they would get to the point, amen, they say, I don't know if I can do all of this. I want to make it to the end. It all seems so complicated. It all seems so heavy. It's so heavy. It's so complicated. I don't understand it. Amen. But you had to get to them and say, listen, God will make a way. You'll be all right. Just keep walking. How many comforters do we have?
Amen.
And listen, and it says support. Somebody say support. Support the weak and be patient toward all men. Now listen, I want to get to you about this no, because you got to know this, because this has been the number one thing that caused people to leave this fellowship because they didn't have a revelation of the scripture.